Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
And we have a friend in studio today.
Okay.
Allie Virtue, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hello, Allie. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
So what exactly does Allie do? How do they know you? What do you do here in the community, Allie?
I'm the owner of Parkside Nutrition, a functional medicine nutritionist coaching company. And I like to describe it because not a lot of people know what nutrition coaching is. A lot of people think I'm the food police and be like, don't eat that.
Especially functional nutrition. There's a whole new phrase right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I like to describe it as I'm your physical therapist for nutrition and also your personal trainer. So I can put together a protocol to help you feel better, and then I can also coach you week by week to have better form with nutrition, whether you're on vacation, whether you're at home preparing all of your food. We can have good form, and that's usually how people get the best long-term results.
So how do they connect with you, Allie?
So parksidenutrition.com is the best place. I'm jumping on the email list there. Everything goes out through my email list first. Social media is there, but email list is definitely the best place to be because I send out a lot of free resources that way too.
And then basically you bring on clients you're working with one-on-one, right?
Mm-hmm. Mostly one-on-one. I also have a group program, and that's good for people just getting started or a more affordable option. And that's also a great place to stay and kind of maintain. So even a lot of my clients that have been with me for years, they'll hang out in that group program. And so they can kind of keep their,
accountability?
Yes. Great accountability. They learn new things constantly. They're part of the community and it just skyrockets their success.
Yeah. Well, and I think that you just said something critical that whatever it is, whether you're trying to, you know, not drink or get off drugs or, you know, whatever it is, the community becomes so valuable to stay with the habits that you're trying to create, right?
Absolutely. And it is, it's really who you surround yourself with. And so sometimes when we don't have the best support system, especially if you're the self-starter in the family or in the group of friends that really wants to be, you know, proactive about their health and your circle isn't quite with you yet, we can provide that circle and you can get some, they motivate me. I've been doing this stuff for years and they motivate me to keep on my goals and be accountable to the things that I say that I'm going to do as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Can you give your contact information and maybe the address of your location?
Absolutely. So I'm 100% online, no physical location, but parksidenutrition.com and Allie@parksidenutrition.com is my email, but everything, you can find me there.
Perfect.
We'll get more into you in a little bit here.
Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with a new friend of mine, yes. Allie. Allie, you and I met, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago. We were both in a networking group, and we decided to sit down together. And of course, for those that know, I do Kicking Cancer in the community, and I remember asking you, why did you start this? Can you share that?
Absolutely. So I went to Western Oregon University and knew I wanted to do something medical. I ended up choosing the physician's assistant route, and I got my typical not-so-great job after college because you got to usually do more. I ended up working in a hospital. Meantime, my dad was also going through a battle with cancer, and seeing that progress out and intending to go into the medical field, I just felt like my role was better used on the proactive side of that particular experience. And, you know, his doctor said, oh, you're interested in medicine, you should be a doctor. And I was like, I think I'd rather teach people how to swim than be a lifeguard. I think I can be very good at that particular role. So I really wanted to get people excited and passionate because I think you do have a lot more control over your health than you might initially think is possible.
Yeah.
So I went into nutrition. My anatomy professor was like, hey, you're pretty nerdy about this stuff. Maybe you should check this out. So I started getting my, feet wet a little bit with, you know, other nutrition certifications and just fell in love with it. I felt better myself. And I was like, people need to know about this because you do have so much more control than you think.
Yeah.
Well, and I like the way you phrase that. You want to be able to swim.
Not be a lifeguard.
Or a lifeguard. Mm-hmm. And whether that was an intentional analogy or not, I don't know. But it does feel a lot like our medical community is just lifeguards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching us how to proactively take care of ourselves. They're just waiting until we're drowning, and then they jump in to help us out. I see you caught that,
yeah,
too, didn't
yeah.
you?
Wow, that's actually exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. They just put Band-Aids on thing and help you instead of being proactive, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need more of. And I think that people are starting to wake up to that and actually see it. So at least that's my hope.
Yeah. And I just would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. We did one of our clinics where, you know, we bring people in and we have two guest speakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She came in along with some amazing ladies with Phoenix Rise, which is another group that does similar stuff. Mm-hmm. But both those two ladies and Allie walked away from mainstream medicine because of their frustration with what was going on.
Yeah.
And your topic for that was so funny. Do you want to share that?
I don't know if I remember. Was it?
You do advise us all to do one particular action every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't mean for this to become my reputation, but I'll roll with it. It's hashtag poop every day, because I used to work in a medical clinic while I was in grad school down in Eugene, and I'm talking with this lady who has all these lists of diseases already diagnosed, and I'm trying to get a sense for what her life's like, what her symptoms are like, what we're dealing with, and everything. She just kept saying, oh, that's fine, oh, that's fine. And I was like, I know you're not fine. And I finally asked her, like, hey, how's your digestion? She's like, it's fine. I was like, okay, fine. How many times a day do you poop? And she's like, oh, no, I do that once a week. I'm like, oh, dear, that's not normal. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, you should be pooping every day at least. And she's like, well, I don't, and I don't really have time for that. And so we got her set up with, you know, a food-first approach, but food takes a while. It's hard to implement. And then eventually we got things moving, and she wasn't happy with me because it did take more time out of her day. But
yeah. Well, let's dive a little deeper into that in half an hour.
All right, we'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, and joining us is Allie in studio. So what are some of the most common reasons why people contact you for your help?
So usually they're looking for weight loss. Usually they've been through the diet mill, so they've tried a lot of chronic diets or been a chronic dieter for a really long time, and they're looking for a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a common one. Also, if they have any particular gut issues, whether it's diagnosed like IBD, ulcerative colitis, something like that, or they're just bloated, uncomfortable, they're not feeling really good. So
yeah.
Those are the two main reasons that people reach out.
Okay, so let's say that I'm just really bloated, not sure what's going on, and mm-hmm. I reach out to you for your services.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
So usually people want to start with the fancy stuff, or if they have a weight loss goal, they're just like, you know, straight to the calories. How many calories do I need to eat? Things
yep.
like that. And quite often we look at your lifestyle, we look at your habits first. So there's a lot of habit things that are totally free. We don't always need the most expensive supplements or things for the gut health goals as well. But we start with the habits, the morning routine, the walking, the sleeping properly, making sure your food habits are good. So eating really slowly, chewing your food really well, making sure you're not stressed, overeating, those types of things. Those mm-hmm. things need to be addressed before you can do really anything else. So addressing those habits first.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Well, and I think that is critical, that if we look at our habits and how can we change our habits,
mm-hmm.
We have a lady that's been a guest on our other show several times, and she has this phrase I just think is so perfect. If you call her, she is not going to give you good news about your bad habits.
Yeah.
And we want to call Allie and go, well, these are my habits. And you're mm-hmm. and they're like, well, those are all bad habits. Well, then you need to change your habits.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and quite often it starts with like how you're thinking about things. Because even mm-hmm. if you're thinking about like, I'm going to diet so hard, I'm going to stick to this perfectly, but you still have some anxiety around food, or you have some stress in your other life, other aspects of your life, or you're not sleeping well, or you're trying to overexercise on top of cutting food back really far, that's just not really a good recipe. And
yeah.
usually you have to balance those factors out so you find that system that really works. And usually it's like coasting. It shouldn't be, you know, super stressful.
Right. I think when it gets stressful for us is when we don't know what mm-hmm. we're doing.
Yeah.
We don't have the knowledge behind mm-hmm. it, and we haven't really looked at everything. We're just, okay, I'm going to lose weight and this is the route I'm going to go. And it's mm-hmm. probably not the best
yeah.
route.
Usually not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we come back in a half an hour, tell us about some of the things you have coming up, Allie.
Yeah.
We have some events coming up, so April 18th.
Let's hit on that in half an hour, okay?
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, I know a half an hour ago when we were coming to an end there, I was asking you about some things that are coming up. What's happening for Parkside Nutrition here in the month of April?
So April 18th, we will be having a webinar that evening. I think it will be at 6:30. Check the website for that, but make sure you're on the email list because that's where all the details will go out. And that will be kind of weight loss 101. So if you have some questions about it, we will probably be debunking some myths. So get you set up on the right path for that. And then I'll actually be doing a massive giveaway in April. So I do two scholarships a year. And so the spring summer one is coming up, and I give away at least 6 months worth of free coaching to someone in the community. So worth a couple $1,000s, and I might even extend it to a year this year.
Wow.
So you can apply for that. Tell me why you need it, and I'll pick somebody.
That's awesome. So people can just reach out and apply like that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the newsletter or the email list gets everything first, and so I just send out the application. They tell me what their goals are, their history, because obviously I want to make sure it's a really good fit and it's someone I can really deliver the best possible results for. Absolutely. And just tell me why you need it, and I pick somebody. Sometimes I pick two because it's hard to pick.
Right. So how does somebody get on your email list?
Just go to parksidenutrition.com. Something should pop up prompting you to join the email list, or you can go under free resources and download one of those free resources, and I'll get your email that way.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know one of the myths that I think that you debunked for me prior to knowing Allie, you know, I always lifted weights and done exercise stuff, and this would be several years ago, but I was trying to lose some weight, and so I'd go to the gym more often, mm-hmm. right? Go to the gym, sweat more, exercise more. And I wasn't losing the weight. I was actually putting some weight on. I'm like, this is going the opposite direction. And 80% of weight loss is what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really easy to eat your calorie deficit just like that. So you really have to take a look at it. And it's just, if you can treat it as a learning experience, like logging it. I really like using the Chronometer app, which has a great free version, really good high quality resource, and just learn what you're eating, and then you can kind of make those adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I lost a lot of weight, I didn't exercise once. I'm not an exerciser as much as I would love to be. Mm-hmm. But I also know, like, because I used to want it, like, okay, I'm gonna walk the treadmill, or I'm gonna mm-hmm. go for a walk after eating. Mm-hmm. But the amount of calories that you burn on that is not, it's just truly just to get your body moving, not to burn off the calories.
Right. If you're thinking, if people are thinking like, oh, if I burn it off, I can eat whatever. It's just chasing your tail. It doesn't work.
Yes.
But walking is huge. And I work with a lot of CrossFitters, and they work out really hard, and they try really hard, and you think, oh, I can eat more, or why aren't I seeing results from working out harder? And it's quite often they're not moving the rest of the day. So walking is a huge, huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And actually, we do burn a similar amount of calories compared to the gym. Obviously, that depends on your workouts and lots of factors, but walking is the biggest piece that most people miss.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, and I know that there was a phrase, again, I think Allie may have told me this, but you cannot outrun a bad diet.
That's what I was getting at. Yes, you can't outrun a bad diet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. One more time, before we're out of time, how did they get a hold of you, Allie?
Subscribe to the email list at parksidenutrition.com. That's the best place to get all the freebies. I send out probably a free resource every single week, and plus any events that are coming up.
Please poop daily, right?
Absolutely. Poop every day.
All right, guys. Have a great day.